Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary. Oh, yeah. So to Dave's Big Dictionary we go, and we actually have a dictionary this week, a real Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And the idea of the segment is that I go into the book, and I completely randomly poke through it with my eyes, you know, just flip to a page, put my finger down, and whatever that word is that my finger finds, I then talk about a little bit, probably autobiographically, or tell some story, or tell something, whatever that word calls to mind. Well, today, and I do mean by sheer randomness, my finger, appropriately enough, fell on the word defile, the verb to defile, which, oh, my cat went asleep right there, if you heard that noise. To defile, to, gotta hold a book right over here, to make filthy, corrupt, to violate the chastity of, to violate the sanctity of, to desecrate, to dishonor, to defile. So, I could go so many ways with this, ways that would lead to a divorce, I'm sure, but I'm not going to go in the way that you're necessarily thinking of, because, as we said, defile has some different nuances and connotations and definitions, so I'm not going to go in the female way on this. I'm not going to do the Kevin Spacey thing, or, well, that would be the male way. I'm not going to do the Louis C.K. thing. This is a different kind of defilement, and a defilement that I particularly appreciate. If you know me, if you know me personally, if you've listened to my show for many years, if you've seen my stage show, The Miracle of Long John's, you know that I'm kind of fecal-philic in a way, that I'm amused and have been endlessly amused by toilets and what goes into them since I was 2 years old. Old enough to make feces and throw it around, just like the gorilla in Rabbi Saul's joke. So, I want to talk about defilement of a place. Now, later on this afternoon, my wife and I are going to go shopping and probably hit the supermarket. She wants to go shoe shopping downtown, and we don't always, but a lot of Saturdays we find ourselves in the same Centennial area mall. So we'll hit TJ Maxx and Kohl's and Target, and there's a Safeway there, and we'll sometimes stop into Payless and some other places, and we'll eat at Lucky Things if I'm lucky, or not if I'm not. So we'll go there, and that is a regular thing, because we're people. We have lives. We don't travel much. We don't go out that much, so we need stuff for the home, and it's a nice way to get out of the house, because she works so many hours a week. She works so much, and I'm always tethered to my computer and doing stuff. So that's what we do. We go out for a couple of hours and shop in our local stores like these. And so there was one time, and I don't remember if this was Kohl's, but I do believe it was TJ Maxx. I know it wasn't Target, but it may have been a Target. No, sorry. I'm literally trying to picture where the bathrooms are in these places. So it feels bigger than Maxx, so it might have been Kohl's. And Joyce, if you're listening, call up and feel free to to chime in yourself on this. So we're in one of these places and just looking around, and Joyce, you know, she wants to look at the bags and the clothing and the shoes and the jewelry and the and I care about very few things in these places. I look sometimes at bedding if I want to see a nice blanket or something. Oh, she's gonna here we go. Hold on. UNC Radio, you're on the air.
David, I actually was calling in when you said please call in. It was Kohl's bathroom.
It was Kohl's bathroom. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. So it was Kohl's. Thank you, sweetie. Call back if I get anything else wrong. the thing I'm looking for really most of the time is if they have discount food. Because, you know, after the holidays especially, they'll take overpriced candy and things of coffee and other stuff like that. And they'll mark it down, sometimes quite substantially. So they'll have a box of chocolate that's usually $5. If it goes down under $2, I'm like, hey, I'm Jewish, I'll take it. So, fine. Then she's looking around at all these different things. I'm like, okay, let's see. Please let there be some food or something amusing. I'll grab that. Sometimes now we even look for footwear for our potatoes because it's winter and they get cold. That's my main thing. It's just, to occupy myself for a half hour or however long we're in one of these places. Usually it's TJ Maxx. Sometimes we go into Kohl's. And Joyce is looking at whatever she's looking at, and I'm going towards the food. And I'm like, I should use the bathroom. I think I'm going to go use the bathroom because I need to. And so I go. I mean, it's not a terribly exciting story yet. Go in the bathroom, and I'm sure we've all lived this. Many of us have done this. But you go into a bathroom, you expect it not to be a palace, per se. If you've ever eaten in certain Chinese restaurants in Chinatown, you know it's very, very far from a palace. I could use the shithole word, but I'm not. I won't use the shithole word. I go into the bathroom at Kohl's, and I go looking for a stall to use. I pass the first stall, and it's okay, but it looks like it's got maybe some residue on it. Somebody just used it. And you know how you are. A million people could have sat on that toilet seat or stood there or closed the door. But if it seems like they were just there, you want to give the place a little bit of time to air out. So I'm like, maybe not that one. So I go over to the next stall. And it is like Vietnam. There is shit everywhere. I can understand diarrhea. God knows I understand diarrhea. I understand if it gets off the bowl and onto the sides and onto the floor. But this was, it was on the wall. I don't know how diarrhea reaches the wall in the back of the toilet. Unless, there's no unless on that. I'm reminded of a story I actually wanted to tell in my playing, and I had to cut it for time, of an old friend of mine, a guy who lived in New York and had all sorts of medical problems and took all sorts of medicines that did awful things to his stomach. And one time he was watching a movie at the New School and realized almost too late that he really had to go to the bathroom very, very badly. So he's running out of the theater in the New School, running down the hallways, motoring himself as fast as he can to the bathroom. And it's not very fast because of the condition he was in. He throws open the door, and before he can even sit down and do what he has to do, he just kind of turns around, pulls his pants down, and goes, blah, explosively against whatever was behind him in this bathroom before he even really got to a stall. Unfortunately, among the things that was behind him was another guy from the movie standing at a urinal. And this poor guy, innocent bystander as you can be, just gets caught in the crossfire and like the back of his shoulder splattered by our friend when this happened, along with other parts of the bathroom, for sure. I heard this secondhand. I was not there. I did not witness this, thank goodness. But I can only imagine that this is what happened in the bathroom at Kohl's before I got there, because it was just the seat, the wall, the bowl, the floor, the sides on, the boxy sides of the toilet. What are they called? The stands, the stall stands. And I looked at this and sort of in shock, kind of marveling. I was thinking if the Rolling Stones really wanted to be shocking, this would have been the cover of Exile on Main Street, right? And I stand there for a minute and realize I don't think I'm going to use the bathroom here today. And now, and unfortunately, it never occurred to me to take a picture. Because it really was, Marcel Duchamp who did the toilet as art? If you crossed him with Jackson Pollock working in brown, that's what this place would have looked like. And so I'm didn't have the wherewithal, or maybe I didn't even have a camera at this point, in, even in my phone, to take a picture. I probably could have of this. But now here's the tough part. Not that I had to use the bathroom so badly, but I've got to go out there and tell someone. Because apparently nobody else has. So there's the weird thing is the way this place is positioned. The information desk is very near where the bathrooms are. It's the first thing you see when you come out. There's a water fountain, and then there's, like, help and information. Now, the person who did this apparently did not go for help and information, even though he or she needed it. It just occurred to me it could have been a she. I've always pictured it as an obese man just kind of pulling his pants down, and the second he was leaning backward, bats flying out of his ass. Could have been a girl, which is even more... Oh, no, wait, it was a men's bathroom. Strike that. This is what happens when I go past the three-hour mark, ladies and gentlemen, and when I don't pre-plan these things in advance. We're doing Dave's Big Dictionary, by the way. So I go out there, and before I can even get the guy's attention, because, of course, there's somebody there returning a gift. And I'm standing there, and I'm just kind of smiling. I'm like, oh, you go ahead. No rush on this. No problem. And I'm waiting and waiting for the guy, and he smiles at me, and he says, just another moment. I'm like, yep, fine, no problem. Gets through. And as I'm standing there, because if I'd just gotten out of the bathroom and went to tell about this, it probably wouldn't have occurred to me. But because I had a moment or two to stand there and think about what I was going to say, I realized that it's sort of like the old fart thing. He who smelt it dealt it. If you admit to smelling the horrible gas, you are probably the one who did it. And now I realize if I tell this guy that there's just this fecal explosion in the men's room, he's going to look at me and like, uh-huh, you feeling okay? Do we need to call an ambulance for you? You all right there? So I'm like, I'm literally thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't tell. Maybe I'll let the next person have the big surprise. Let them do the big reveal of what's going on in the men's room. But I stood my ground. I stood there and waited for the guy and said, well, hi. I mean, how do you explain something like this? How do you just go ahead? By the way, there's a shit-nado a few feet down. No, I mean, I literally had to smile and go, okay, so, and give the backstory, as opposed to just saying, okay, went into your bathroom and there's just excrement everywhere. No, because it's a moment. You're leading up to it. You're sliding in, kind of with butter and ash covering everything. And it's like, okay, I'm just shopping here with my wife. My wife over there at Kohl's, and we like to come here now and then. And, I felt I needed to use the men's room, you know, and throwing in as many extra words as I possibly could. I'm just going to Jack Lemoning the story. Right. I went to use the bathroom, as I tend to do. I'm a human being. I like to go to the bathroom a couple of times a day. And went in there, and somebody before me, I don't know if it was the last person, I don't know if it was several people before that, but someone had something very bad happen in there. Somebody basically exploded. And he probably wanted to get a cleaning, a mop and bucket and hazmat material into the bathroom before you let anybody else in there. And it was like, and the greatest part, the guy was so cool at the desk because he wasn't giving that weird eye that says, oh, somebody else did that, did they? Uh-huh, and you're the first person. Nobody all day long, and suddenly you come out of there and say, well, somebody did something. No, he was totally fine. But he had this, he literally said, I don't know if he said the word again, but he had that look. And I did say something like, oh, yeah, this happens. We get that. I was like, oh, okay, good, I guess. Sorry for your job. Sorry for the person you've got to send in there. But, good luck to you. And you might want to get right on that. And slunk back to my wife and kind of whispered to her all about it. Because for me, at that point, once my part was finished. Once I'd been in and out and did my due diligence and tattled, my work was done. And I could now start to enjoy the moment. Now I could see how funny and ridiculous it was to go into this nice store with everything very nicely arranged, and they're trying to sell you stuff, and I'm trying to buy snack food, and I just go in to use a lavatory and wander into Bangladesh. So that's my story of defilement, of a bathroom that was defiled not by me. There's another story, a much longer story, that I tell in my play, The Miracle of Long John's, which, by the way, is also, you can watch that on YouTube if you just YouTube and look for it. The Miracle of Long John's won an award, if you can imagine that, at a New York Fringe Festival, and I did it in New York a couple of times, and I'm hoping to bring it back next year. So, I've got tons of excremental stories. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dave's Big Dictionary for today, Saturday, January 13th, 2018, here in the neighborhood.